Gary, 2-0 defeat to Grantham here today. Tough one to take.
Yeah, of course it is. I mean, it was one of those games where it could have gone either way. I thought, you know, we've had some good opportunities second half and got ourselves into marvellous positions, and you know, the final ball into the box or the final finish, and you know, they've scored a scruffy goal, and it was that kind of game. Unfortunately, I mean, obviously the win was it was very difficult, but you know, we've got to be very disappointed.
Second half especially was quite end to end, wasn't it? It was just a case of whoever's going to get that first goal, and we had chances, didn't we, but just couldn't.
Yeah, very much so. You know, we got in down the back, you know, on numerous occasions, and you know, that they weren't really creating anything, but you know, they're a tough side to play against. I think probably, you know, it almost helped them with the win. You know, they're very physical, and you know, as I said, there was nothing in the game, and you know, sometimes when luck's not going for you, this happens, and you know, very frustrated at the end of the game, of course.
Is the lack of goals in recent weeks, is that starting to become a little bit of a concern for you?
Yeah, but you know, teams are banking up against us, they make it very difficult, but you know, we've got to overcome that. You know, it is what it is, and you know, yep, you know, I'm actively looking up front. You know, the likelihood being with Jordan, you know, it has been a bit unsettling, and it's been difficult for Jordan, and probably, you know, since all the speculation, he hasn't been on top of his game, and you know, hopefully we can get it resolved one way or the other as quickly as possible.
Is it a case of just sort of waiting?
I think it will happen. You know, we've had another 7-day approach from a conference club, and you know, it's dragged on a long time now. So we've got to get it resolved, and you know, we're actively looking to bring people in, which we will. I think, you know, as I said at the start of the season, we've had a good start. And I said at some time we're going to have a little bit of a blip, but your good start will keep you very much up there, and we're still very much up there. But you know, our home form hasn't been good enough, and you know, the support which we get at home, I can understand their frustration. You know, if I was a supporter, you know, following us at the moment, I'd be disappointed with our home form. So it's something that, you know, we've just got to, you know, close ranks a little bit, stiff upper lip, take it on the chin, and come back. And you know, start winning league games, which I'm very confident we will.
You brought in Luke Shearer. He seemed to have a decent game the first half. Couple of chances, very lively. What are your thoughts on him?
As I said, you know, I've seen something in Luke that I think, you know, we can develop and make him a player. I think he's always had the potential, and possibly hasn't quite fulfilled it, and had too many clubs. But you know, we're hoping we can work with him, and I think he showed enough, especially in his first 45, that he's going to be a real handful. And you've got to bear in mind, he hasn't had a great deal of pitch time recently.
Yeah.
Another couple of cup games coming up, obviously Monday. Yeah. Not the league, but a game against Hal Zarin's always welcome.
Yeah,
here,
of course
it is.
And, you know, it's you know, there's going to be pride at stake. Okay, it's nothing like a league game. But, you know, it's Birmingham Senior Cup, and, you know, there's a couple of lads who've been chomping at the bit, you know, sitting on the subs bench, so they'll get an opportunity against Hells Owen, and you know, it's up to them to see how badly they want to get in the first team.
And the last few results, was it, you know, it's a great opportunity to get a bit of a good feeling around the club again.
Yeah, of course it is, but you know, I've been involved in football so long, and it's a, you know, it's a roller coaster of emotions. You think you can be, you're swimmingly going swimmingly well, and everything's a bit hunky dory. You have a couple of bad results, and suddenly, you know, everybody fears the worst. But you know, that's football, and you know, you've just got to, as I said, take it on the chin, dust yourself down, and you get on the horse very quickly.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Thanks. Cheers, Gary.